Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles in the crosshairs of many national observers this week after the performance in a wild card game a week ago. That performance got the Jaguars a win and a ticket to Pittsburgh. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jags back on the practice field Friday, the final day of work ahead of the AFC divisional playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a number of defensive players back on the field today for the Jaguars. That's the good news. Telvin Smith back out there. Aaron Colvin, who had battled an illness, back out today. Jalen Ramsey was on the report early in the week. And yes, Paul Posluszny, who missed the second half of the game last week. He's back on the practice field today for the Jaguars. And the head coach is not surprised by that at all.
There's no way he's not going to get himself ready to play. You know, so from my mind, I was never thinking that, hey, we might not have him. You know, I was thinking about, you know, golly, who's the guy that's going to actually have to shoot him? You know what I'm saying? You know, to keep him off. You know what I mean? So in my mind, I was never really so. But, yeah, you know, if any player right now at this time of year is not available for you, you know, especially in a starting position, then it, you know, it gets difficult.
That might be the only thing to keep Paul Posluszny off the field this week. We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. And this is a defense with swagger. It's a healthy defense with swagger. That's even better.
Well, and I thought Doug's comment was interesting of, you know, it's a healthy team right now. And the reason it's a healthy team is because there's something to play for.
Right.
And you can feel that energy, particularly in the defense. It's he even talked about it a little bit on our show this morning. Something to prove still. The way it plays, the energy, all of that stuff, I think, is going to play a role on Sunday. And, you know, it's time for this defense to go play and to show that all these 9-10 games under 10 points this year and all that stuff, this is when it matters.
This might sound ridiculous, which won't surprise you coming from me. That was their best performance of the season, but they're a better defense right now than they were. Because if you recall, that was a few weeks before Marcell Dareus showed up. And you all know the numbers. Dareus dramatically improved the run defense. Well, they played pretty well against Le'Veon Bell the last time. I expect the Steelers to try to cram Le'Veon Bell down their throat. I think the Jaguars' defense is up to the challenge. Dareus gives them that added big body inside.
Yeah, I particularly expect that because they did limit Bell, but he wasn't being stuffed in that game. And they went away from it in the second half, maybe a little bit too early. I've got to think the Steelers are looking at that saying, oh, we think we can control and let him be Le'Veon Bell in this game. I agree with you. I think Dareus versus him is a huge game.
Yeah, this team, unlike the Steelers' defense, has all their pieces in place, which really, that's a story we'll talk about all offseason, how healthy they were all year. The Steelers have a couple of defensive linemen who were questionable this week, and a cornerback, and Ryan Shazier is not there. This defense has all their pieces to put on the chessboard.
As we said off the top here, the offense in the spotlight this week because of the performance a week ago against the Buffalo Bills. If they have any bullets left they haven't used yet this season, they better use them this week. As Elvis said one time, it's now or never, guys.
Right. Well, absolutely. Get your guns. We're going to town, right? You've got to have a game plan. If the game plan last week was to be conservative, understanding that the Bills were not likely to score against your defense, the game plan this week has to be, we got to go score because we can't expect that our defense is going to shut out the Steelers again. Not with Le'Veon Bell, not with Antonio Brown, not with Ben Roethlisberger. We can't expect it. If we get it, great. But we have to go ready to go.
To me, when this offense has been good this year, outside of maybe Pittsburgh and a couple other games, it has been when Blake Bortles has been able to hit Keelan Cole or Marquise Lee or something up the field. And I don't know if it gives him confidence. I don't know what it is. Or if it shocks the defense because all they want is how bad this guy is. You know, if it shocks them. But they've gotten things going when they've done that. I don't doubt that they will want to try that. What I doubt is how well they'll function in this weather trying to do that. That's a big key to me is how does this passing, which I think needs to work, can it function in that weather? And the Steelers are used to having theirs function in the weather. And it's a huge thing to watch.
I'm interested to see if they go in with the idea of, well, we've got Lee and we've got Hearns and they're healthy and let's go do what we do, or if there isn't a wrinkle. I know you've talked a little bit about Corey Grant. You know, James O'Shaughnessy, the other tight end who's at times been able to move the chains, scored a touchdown in San Francisco. Perhaps one of those guys or someone else is part of this one bullet we've been saving. Let's do it.
Big key. We're talking keys today.
Yes,
two
we
days
are.
Out. I think the Steelers are going to have huge energy and huge momentum early. They're playing at home. They've been off for 2 weeks. I think they're going to move the ball early. To me, if the Jaguars can do what they did up there, hold that momentum to field goals early and not have it be 7-0 or 10-3, something like that. If it's manageable after that early onslaught, then I think the Jaguars win it. But to me, red zone defense is as much of a key in this game as it has been all season.
And I'll go with the Jaguars have to be able to run the ball. Not for 140 yards, which has been their average this year, or 230 like they did last time, but run it when they want and need to run it. Third down and six. Remember, they didn't have Brandon Linder. T.J. Yeldon hadn't been active to that point of the season. So now you've got a full complement. Be able to move the chains and not rely on Blake to convert. Be able to do it with a running game.
We're ready to go, JP.
Let's go.
We're ready for this thing. Put on a hat and go.
January football.
He's ready because he's going to be sitting in the warm, toasty press box. I will come back from the field next week.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll hope it's all on Sunday afternoon as the Jaguars face the Pittsburgh Steelers. The number 2 seed Steelers, the number 3 seed Jaguars. The AFC divisional playoff game coming up, and we'll see you next time on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.